From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shave Stevens. Congress is sending President Obama the controversial tax cut extension bill. The House voted 277 to 148 within the past hour to prevent income and Social Security tax hikes on January 1st. The $858 billion measure also includes an extension of unemployment benefits, but it's unclear how many of the long-term unemployed will benefit from the measure. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that there was a lot of struggle to get this bill to the floor for a final vote in the House.
This bill is so fascinating because a lot of Democrats hate it and a lot of Republicans hate it for very different reasons, but the coalition of people voting for it is really different. It's really moderates, people who want to both lower tax rates on moderate and lower income Americans and also upper income Americans.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook reporting. Meantime, a wide-ranging government spending bill did not get a vote as expected in the Senate Thursday because of objections to pork projects. Congressional leaders say they'll work on a short-term measure to fund affected programs into the new year. California regulators have approved rules for a multi-billion dollar carbon market. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports that supporters hope the regulations will pave the way for nationwide steps to address global warming.
The key provision in the law is a cap-and-trade system designed to limit the amount of carbon from the state's 500 largest emitters of greenhouse gases. The measure is aimed at power plants, energy companies, and heavy industries. Companies discharging less than the state-mandated limit can trade their unused allowance with firms seeking to emit more than their allotted share. Detractors claim the new regulations, scheduled to go into effect in 2012, will discourage businesses from operating in the state. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson says he expects to receive a message from North Korean officials during his visit there. Dwali Sai Kowtow reports from Seoul, South Korea, that Richardson is hoping to also ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
While Richardson visits with North Korean officials, Pyongyang says it supports dialogue, including six-nation nuclear disarmament negotiations hosted by China. The statement came as South Korea announced it would conduct new artillery drills from a frontline island that was shelled by North Korea last month. The Joint Chiefs of Staffs, in a statement, say South Korean Marines based on Yongpyeong Island will stay a one-day live fire drill within 7 days. Army officials say weather will determine when exactly the drills are to be held. North Korea claims the waters around this island are its territory. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Stocks posted modest gains on Wall Street. The Dow added 41 points. This is NPR News. Film director Blake Edwards has died. He died of complications from pneumonia in Santa Monica, California, at the age of 88. Most famously, Edwards directed the film Breakfast at Tiffany's and the Pink Panther series, as Jesse Baker reports.
Director Blake Edwards grew up in a Hollywood family and directed several movies before his first big hit, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Edwards collaborated with Peter Sellers to bring to life the bumbling French inspector in the Pink Panther series.
Who did you assign to the case?
Clouseau.
Oh, my God.
And he also introduced Bo Derek, and her braids, to a comically tormented Dudley Moore in the movie 10. Edwards even successfully convinced his real-life wife, actress Julie Andrews, who played Mary Poppins and Maria in The Sound of Music, to take off her top in the film SOB, proving Blake Edwards would do just about anything for a laugh. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is spending the night at an English country mansion after a British judge granted him bail. A spokesman says the location has a fast internet connection that will allow Assange to continue posting classified data on his website. Assange must wear an electronic monitoring device while fighting his extradition to Sweden for questioning in a sex abuse case. Tobacco company Lorillard plans to appeal an $81 million judgment in a smoking liability case brought by the estate of a longtime smoker. The son of Marie Evans claims the North Carolina-based firm tried to entice black children to become smokers by handing out free cigarettes. His mother began smoking at the age of 13. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.